And now, for your listening pleasure.
Today I'm talking about brain fog. Is it real? Well, when it happens to you, it's very real. So this is like a combination day of get your ASS out of bed day and mental health moments. Because I thought I'd like to help you walk through the fog. Hi, I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, and high-value woman, and this is my podcast, Thrive. Brain fog is a form of decreased mental acuity. It has been around for a long time, but now that we have created legions of overworked achievers, we have a name for the feeling. With COVID came longer-term brain fog for some people. Signs and symptoms of it include issues with attention, concentration, learning, and short-term memory. We begin to forget why we walked into a room, or that darn word we cannot recall, but it is right there. We can almost see it. We can almost taste it, but no, we can't get it off the tip of our tongues. These are examples of it, and there are others, but you get it, I'm sure. Causes of it go to hormonal changes, menopause, pregnancy, or you could have made dietary changes where you're not eating enough of the right vitamins and minerals. And food allergies can cause it too. Then we have medications. Being a cancer thriver, chemo brain is a term we used. If you're noticing it more and more, talk with your doctor. It can be normal, especially if you're stretched thin. But if it is affecting your quality of life, seek professional guidance. I repeatedly say this. Get exercise regularly. Sleep well. Manage your stress. Moderate how much coffee and alcohol you drink. And always stay connected. I've been talking about the loneliness I can speak today, epidemic now for weeks. It is seriously detrimental to your health to be lonely. You know what to do. Just do it. Again, I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, high-value woman. This is my podcast. I keep wanting to say podcast. Podcast Thrive. And that's a wrap.